Tom, yeah, thanks very much for speaking to us at Talking Rugby Union. It's a online rugby website, and we're just hoping to do a bit of a Leicester Tigers pre-season feature. So, first of all, first question to you, Tom. How's pre-season been, and how are you fitness-wise?
Yeah, it's been good. It's the first proper full pre-season I've done for probably sort of seven years. So, it was probably a little bit easier when I was 21, 22, but it's been good. Obviously, the new boys have been drip-fed back into the system, and it's gone very well. We're in a good place. Obviously, we're playing Cardiff tomorrow, Welford Road, tomorrow night. And that's our last game before the season starts. So everyone's excited and just looking forward to getting back into Premiership rugby.
Absolutely. And first of all then, just coming to yourself personally, obviously last year must have been incredibly frustrating with your injuries and keeping you out for pretty much the entire season. How was it to sort of to sit on the sidelines and watch the team for an entire year?
I think it is very frustrating, and you sit up in the stands watching the boys win, watching the boys lose, and you can't really have a bearing upon it. So yeah, it's highly frustrating. But obviously having done with it the year before that, I'm kind of used to being injured in that sort of way. And you've got to learn to get over that as soon as you can, and be as positive as you can, sort of in terms of rehab and. As and when you can be a help towards the team, you do it. So it's highly annoying, highly frustrating, but it's a contact sport, and you accept at times you're going to pick up the odd knock or two.
Yeah, absolutely. And when was it that you first sort of felt that you were coming back to your fitness and you were ready to play again?
Also I snuck into the last Premiership game of the season with the club at home against Saris. That was more sort of a game which gave some boys rest, obviously leading towards the semi-final against Saints. But, I've kind of worked hard this pre-season in terms of rehabbing the knee, making sure it's as strong as possible, making sure other areas are strong, get the fitness back. And, as it stands, you've got a fairly fully fit squad, and that's a bonus for Cockers, because he gets that decision on, what permutations you want to go for going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And to lose in the semi-finals before making it through to that showpiece at Twickenham last season, how difficult is it for a squad to sort of just pick up and move on from that with the new season coming?
Yeah, it's very annoying. It's one of those games that the majority of us tried to wipe from our minds. Obviously, it was a very, very gutting loss to lose that sort of that last minute, that game. It's the first time we've not made a final for sort of 10 years, and so it was a tough one to take, a tough one to swallow, but that takes that monkey off the shoulder of the boys. We can go into this season just focusing on playing and not have that sort of added pressure of not being the first team not to make a final. So the new boys have come in, brought a few new coaches, and it's been going well, and we can only build game after game, so that's how we'll go.
Absolutely. And you mentioned there that there's a few new guys coming in, particularly in the forwards. You've got some real fantastic experience of World Cup winner Brad Thorne, and then a few others adding to the pack. How are you all sort of gelling together before the new season starts?
He's turned up today, sort of all days before the Premiership starts. That's obviously the benefit of being 39 years old and having been there and done that, we'll let them have that one. But the other guys have kind of bought into Leicester culture very, very quickly. Sometimes you get the odd player that doesn't, but everyone's worked hard, realised what it is in terms of a Coppers Monday morning forward session and got stuck in. And everyone sort of really worked as hard as they can to get involved as quick as possible.
Yeah, and one of the players who sort of was in the headlines for leaving Leicester last year was Toby Flood, who's been around the club for a long time, and obviously fly half being such a key important position for the rest of the team. Freddie Burns is coming into the squad to fill that role now, and how's he been getting along at training? Obviously a great player in his own right, but he's filling the shoes of someone who's been there for a long time.
The departure of Flood, obviously Burns has come in, but it's not about filling someone's shoes. It's about setting his own sort of standard, his own person as a Tigers player. Obviously, there's Owen Williams there as well, so we've got two relatively young number 10s, but both very, very exciting. These guys play well at Leicester, and those things will open up them going forward, you know, with country and what have you. So we're blessed to have that, you know, those two sort of tens in terms of their age. And yeah, obviously personally, obviously Freddie's obviously just come to the club. As I said early, you know, he'll boss the forwards around and forwards are responding to him, which is obviously the best situation. The last thing you want is a forward not listening to the ten. So no, he's gone well so far.
Brilliant. And just yourself personally, Tom, moving on to England now, again, obviously a key player in the England squad, and it must have been, again, difficult last year, but to watch them in New Zealand as a member of the team and the squads for the last few years, how did you feel that went? Obviously, results-wise, it wasn't an ideal tour, but there was a lot of promise shown, wasn't there, in those three games?
There was, and I think we had the opportunity at times to win the first two tests, and you know, the last one did get away with us a little bit. End of a very long season for the majority of the players, all the way to a final. And it's tough. And sort of, you know, we may have slipped a little bit mentally in that last game, but it just shows that, you know, New Zealand aren't the force they potentially once were, and that England and other countries now do have to measure them. But it's just obviously, got to be switched on for that full 85-90 minutes, because you give, you know, give the Kiwis a chance. Their sort of turnover breakaway rugby is arguably one of the best in the world, and they'll punish you for it.
Yeah, and for yourself personally, have you sort of, with being injured last year, have you been in contact with Stuart Lancaster and the backroom staff for England, or is it sort of a case of now performances for Leicester and that would bring you back into the squad?
We've been down there during August for a squad for catch up and a bit of testing. So no, I have been in contact, but you know, in all honesty, from where I'm standing, it's about getting back and trying to play for Leicester. Obviously, Gibber went very, very well. Jimmy Gibson went very well last season in my absence, and that'd be my first sort of challenge, is trying to get back into that sixth shirt. And whatever happens after that will happen. But you know, it's about playing for Leicester, and that's what I'm focusing on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for your time, Tom. Thanks for speaking to us, and the best of luck with it this season. All the best, and I hope it goes well for you.
Right, thank you very much. Cheers, bud.
Cheers, Tom. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.